Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning and good morning to each and every person that will come to the line this morning. We thank and praise God for this day. And our topic today is an exciting topic today. And before we start, we'll have prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for endowing us today. What do you know? And we claim to know so many things, but when it boils down to we really don't know anything without you, dear Heavenly Father. We don't have the knowledge or the virtues, dear Heavenly Father, the things that you would teach us and show us through your scripture and through your word, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for each and every person that would touch the line or even the archives later today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we have an exciting topic, and our topic today is, what do you know? And I'm going to be coming from 2 Peter 1 and 5 and also adding some other scriptures to it. But first of all, let's talk about know. What do you know? So many people tell you, I know this, I know that. When they boil down to it, they really don't know. You know, people today spend a lot of time and money in order to know more. Higher education, special classes, seminars, lectures. But how much do we spend trying to know other people or even God? You know, the wisdom word, meaning knowledge, also from one root word, meaning yada, can mean to know a fact about something. And the Israelite knew that God existed in Hosea. You know, the rebellious nature of God's people, the incest sin of committing whoredom by going after other gods, and that detestable practice is attributed to that lack of knowledge of the law. But they did not follow God because they not only failed to know him rationally, but also failed to understand and know his true character. After they finally knew his character, they needed to acknowledge him, which is another important meaning. You know, the sorry state of the Israelites' inability to know their God was based upon their abundant sin and hostility toward God. They were so confused that they considered the prophet God sent them to be fools and the men of the Spirit given to them by God to be deranged. You know, God's people did not know him or his requirement of righteousness. But you know, the Lord ironically knew all about his rebellious people. You know, to know the Lord, Hosea summarized it well. The watchful person with understanding the things of the Lord, that is, he or she will understand that to be righteous before the Lord is to walk in his ways. And you know, walking in the Lord's way would lead to understanding and knowing his will, and that leads to knowing him. So, you know, we have to get to know the Lord. And so when I go over to 2 Peter, 1 and 5, the word of God said the knowledge spoken of here is more than merely acquiring facts. This Christian knowledge needs and sheds its light on all the facts and aims of life. And I'm going to read on 2 Peter verses 1 and 5. Let me see. I think I just turned from it by mistake. Give me a few moments and I'm going to turn right back over to it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give God praise for the word today. And to know, that's why we study, to show ourselves approved, because we don't know anything without God. With him, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Well, let me turn right on over here to 2 Peter. 2 Peter, hold on a moment. Please forgive me for that. Someone was at the wrong door. Praise God, praise God. Well, 2 Peter 1 and 5 says, the Lord, getting all kind of distractions today. And besides this, give all diligence and add to your faith virtues, and to virtue knowledge. And I'm going to go on down to 6 and 7. And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brother kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And today, what do you know? And first of all, we'll start off with knowledge. What is knowledge? You know the meaning of the word, different from knowledge in verse 3 and 8, involves a right understanding, including the ability to tell the difference between two things. A practical knowledge, discretion, that leads to an increased ability to discern. My. And I'm going to turn over to another verse right quick and talk a little bit about that verse. And the word of the Lord says, still in 2 Peter 1 through 5, you know, this exhortation begins a section which Peter described the responsibility that result from possessing the godly resources described in verses 3 and 4. Faith marks the beginning of the Christian life. Through general faith, God granted eternal life to a spiritual dead person. Virtue is the same word used in verse 3 in referring to Christ's character. And you know, when I read that, we cannot produce virtue ourselves, but we can choose to obey the virtuous prompting of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. You know, knowledge, practical wisdom, is obtained by dedicating ourselves to learning God's truth in the scriptures and putting that truth into action. I think I'm going to say that one again. Knowledge is obtaining by dedicating ourselves to learning God's truth in the scripture and putting that truth into action. You know, as I was saying just a while ago, knowledge and discretion that leads to an increased ability to discern. We need to have some discernment. You know, and how does it operate? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. It tells the difference between right and wrong. When you have some knowledge, you know the difference between right and wrong. It also tells the difference between good and bad teaching. When it's operating the knowledge, you can tell the difference between good and bad teaching when you hear it. You know, it also tells the difference between important and unimportant. You know, Satan is constantly trying to keep us focused on things that don't really matter. You know, just today, I'm on the broadcast, phone ringing, somebody knocking at the door, ringing the doorbell. I'm telling you, cell phone going off. No distraction. Talking about what is not, what do you know? So when I came to this line, I didn't know all this was going to happen. So what do I know? Just learning more and more of the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it tells the difference between edifying and deaugurity. It so also tells how to operate knowledge. It tells the difference between good, better, and best. You know, sometimes we come out, they'll ask you even a survey, was it good, was it better, was it best, or was it extremely satisfied or what? But here, it tells the difference between knowledge on good knowledge, better knowledge, or best of knowledge. You know, and then as we go through, why do we need it? First of all, because it is commandment. because I say so. It's always sufficient coming from God. You know, we want to ask the Lord a whole lot of questions. Well, why I have to do this? Or why can't I do this here? He's given us the knowledge through the word of God to do what he have called us to do. But we're going to go to him with 300 to 400 questions on the knowledge he have given us. And if God have given you knowledge on something, you know what God give you. Don't let anybody take you down and tell you that's not what the Lord say. It's between you and God. You know what God told you, and God for sure know what he told you. The other person wasn't there. He wasn't in your mind while God was talking to you in your heart, in your spirit. So, you know, because it keeps us out of false doctrine, it is possible for solid believers to fall into this. My. What do you know? The knowledge spoken is more than merely acquired fact. You know, because it keeps us from following false teachers, they are everywhere. You got to be so careful. Just like you go to a restaurant on a buffet. Just because you see everything on the buffet don't mean you need to try everything. Everything may not agree with you. In the same way with false teaching, you can't just go in it everywhere and get what you need from the word of God. Everyone is not teaching the word of God. Everyone is not teaching it based on the word of God, the Bible. There's some of them going to tell you, well, this is what I think. This is what so-and-so told me. But what did the Holy Ghost tell you? That's most important. And today we're using on, we're talking on what do you know. Some of the tag words we're using today are faith. We talked a little bit about virtue. We've talked some about knowledge. Going to talk about temperance, patience, godliness, giving, kindness, operating. We just finished talking about operate. But, you know, kindness and giving, you know, because it keeps us from falling, you know, from the delusion. And Christianity, following the false, will always disillusion us. When you're following false teaching and false things, they're going to have you disillusionment, you know, you don't want that in your life because it helps us determine what to do better. You know, many of the battles being fought today do not appear worth fighting in the life of history and et cetera. Today, as you go through different things in your life, you'll see the different battles that you come up. You're going to come across many that's going to be fought today. They do not appear worth fighting for, but you have to fight. You have to go into the spirit, war in the spirit. Because you know that knowledge spoken of here is more than merely acquiring facts. And the Christian knowledge sheds its light on all the facts and aim of life. And besides this, giving all diligently, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. And I know you're saying, well, how do we get it? Recognize the contents of life. Well, I'm going to go over to Matthew's. Just turn your Bibles over to Matthew's, the 10th chapter. And we're going to read, what thus saith the Lord? Nothing that overseer is doing without the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We're going to go right on to that. Now, Matthew's, the 10th chapter. And we're going to read the 16th verse. And the word of the Lord said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Here we're still talking about knowledge. Here the Lord is telling you how he's going to send in the midst of wolves. How many of you all really realize that you've been in the midst of wolves a lot of times and didn't realize it? And I'm going to clear this up a little bit more. Let me turn to my other page. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, snakes, those wolves and stuff, snakes are commonly brought up as wise, perhaps because they are silent and dangerous, or because of the way they move. You know, in the midst of wolves, meant that the apostle would be exposed to hatred and violence from men. A lot of you all go through that right now. All of us do, hatred and violence. You know, harmless literally means unmixed, which may also indicate purity and innocence. My, 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 my. You know, it tells the difference between good, better, and best. And, you know, when you think about it, because it keeps us from melancholy in our spiritual life, settling for the good instead of the better. My, 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 my. What do you know? You know, the knowledge spoken of here is more than merely an acquired fact. What do you really know? You may have a few facts, but when it boils down to it, what do you really know? My, 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 my. At this time, I'm going to play us a little music. Do you know?
Yeah.
but for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve him. Well, we are back to our topic, what do you know? And I went over to Brother Hosea. I'll be reading from the 2nd chapter, the 20th verse, and 6th chapter, 3rd verse. And it's saying, but Hosea also used yada to mean recognize or acknowledge, to know. The Lord, without acknowledging the Lord, there is no true relationship with him. Only the Lord's work on his people to himself can lead to truly knowing or acknowledging him. Hosea 2 and 20. You know, a key feature of repentance is to acknowledge him by returning to him. Hosea 6 and 3. For Israel, the Lord asserted that they were to acknowledge no Savior but him. God's people are constantly called upon to truly know their God by acknowledging him in every area of life. God wants a relationship and act acknowledged, not passive or fractured, you know, recognized of him. He wants to be truly known, because only then will we be able to love him and other people. Who do you know? You know, do you really know Jesus? Do you really have a relationship with him? And when we came back over here, and I said, well, let me pick up knowledge a little bit more. You know, the more knowledge, the more gifted. It's a puzzle statement to a modern country where knowledge is called, where possession of knowledge usually gives a person power and standing. But when I went to the Ecclesiastic, understanding that knowledge was not enough, knowledge could not deliver a person from a meaningful life, you know, lived under the sun. In fact, knowledge tended to add to a person's problem, not remove them. You know, the word meaning knowledge in Hebrews is da'a, a noun coming from the root of the verb yada, to know, to experience, to acknowledge. You know, this key word in the Old Testament include both intellects and experience knowledge. The noun for knowledge also has the range of meaning. You know, in Ecclesiastes, the author used his Hebrew words in a particular way. You know, the author of Ecclesiastes asserted that he had come to experience and acquire much wisdom. But he had noted a problem. Those who have benefited from their knowledge and wisdom might have to leave all that they had acquired to someone who had neither knowledge nor wisdom. He also knows that God gave knowledge to some, but not to others. Knowledge was advantage to the one who had it. Yet the only time knowledge is useful is in this life. In the grave, it disappears. Since knowledge was at least important to possess in this life, the preacher, teacher, sought with all diligence to impart it to his and her listeners and readers. You know, but ultimately, knowledge is to understand that the essence of life is to free God and fear God and keep his word. For God would eventually judge every person for every deed, good, or knowledge of God does not lead to every or more grief. You know, when you think about it, more things that's needed to be made right, more cares, more responsibilities. Only one thing counts in the end, knowing that life from youth to old age is to be lived responsible before the Creator. You know, in Christ, our goal is to know the love of God that surpasses any knowledge of life under the sun. So, who do you know? Do you know Jesus today? Do you know the man, the one that died for you on the cross? Do you know, do you really know the meaning of the word knowledge? Just think about it. How do we get it? And I took you to Matthew 10 and 16. Recognizing the manner of life. Recognizing the role of the word. And I'm going to turn over there to Hebrews. We'll find some words of wisdom in Hebrews. Let me turn to it right now. Because we're going strictly from the scripture this morning. Going to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And the 12th verse. And the word of God say, take heed, brethren. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. The 12th chapter. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Recognizing the role of the word. My. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Ooh-wee. When you think about how quick and how powerful that word of God is, my. And I'm going to read a little bit more on another passage that will be coming straight from the Bible still. That way you can follow along with me. Hallelujah. And when I went over, the word of God is the measuring stick Christ will use at the judgment. God's message is alive and active, penetrated the innermost parts of a person. It distinguished what is natural and what is spiritual, as well as the thought, the reflection, the intent, the insight of a person. You know, the word of God exposed the natural and the spiritual motivation of a believer's heart. And then when I said immerse oneself in the word, you got to just put yourself in that word. We're going to go to Hebrews, the 5th chapter. Turn over to the 5th chapter. And we're going to go to the 14th verse. And the word of God says, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil. My. Let me try to break that down a little bit more. You know, full age describes the spiritual maturity. Reason used meaning practical or habit. You know, those who make a habit of obeying the measure of righteousness mature in the faith and are able to distinguish good and evil. And, you know, I was telling you about that earlier as I was going through that on good and evil, knowing about that. My. Ooh, let me get me another one right quick. Examine every teacher and teaching that you get. Examine. Have your Bible with you. When someone is teaching, just don't take everything somebody said. Go to the word for yourself. Dissect it. See what it's telling you. Because it may be when it was given to you for a particular situation. This time it may be for another situation, but still pertaining from the word of God. And I went over to 1 John, the 4th chapter. Let me turn to that. And the very first verse. And 1 John, the 4th chapter. And the very first verse say, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. My. Examine every teacher and teaching. And the scriptures back it up. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You all have come in contact with a lot of false prophets, and you better study this word for yourself to know what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. My. Well, I'm going to play us another song and come back to wrap up this show on What Do You Know? My. Our tag words we're using is faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, giving, kindness, and operating on What Do You Know? My. And you won't leave here. When you read the word, you won't leave like you came. You won't be the same. And we're going to play this song.
Like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. Hallelujah. For the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Can I say it again? You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sickle man. For the power of the Lord, it still remains the same. My time is up. But I got to say it one more time. You won't leave here like you came. Is there anybody need a blessing tonight? In Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, and in pain. Oh, Lord. For the power of the Lord. I said the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord, it remains the same. Say it quiet.
You
I said you won't leave here. You want to lift up your hands and bless them tonight.
We won't leave here.
Yeah. today. But if you cast your cares on the Lord, tell somebody you don't have to leave here like you came. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free. Ah, yes. Oh. Something on the inside, moving on the outside. Oh.